Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, let's get him on the show. He is the man with the knowledge, the man from Pahrump, Nevada, who knows all there is to know about football. I'm talking, of course, about the one, the only, Nick Diamond.
Nick Diamond?
Yes, calling him right
now. Hey, hello.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, Nicky Diamond. Put your hands together.
Nicky Diamond.
The prognosticator of Pahrump.
In the know.
There you go. Hi, Nicky.
Hey, I don't recognize that voice. Is that Mike O'Mara? I haven't heard.
No, that's
true. Oh, that's true, Mike. You haven't been here for his last two appearances.
Oh, that's right. I'm so sorry, Nicky. I know I've missed you. How have you been?
I've been good. I'm sure you're so busy traveling. Hey, you know the Tony's never been to saying that.
That yeah, I have been traveling, Nicky. Try to get up
travel.
To my desk. Nothing like the well, you know about travel. You traveled out here on a bus.
Yeah, at I took one the point. Bus for 73 hours. I know travel.
You do know travel, and Nicky. I know that you know you're getting quite a fan base out there. A lot of people like your material. They like you, and I'm wondering how things are going out in Nevada. How are you doing out there? Everything going well in your life? I always like to get a peek behind the curtain and find out about the real Nicky Diamond. How are things going?
Things are. Things are going well. Me and Pawn World, we made up. apparently, they were emailing me, and I don't know how to check the email. It's in my website. But it's all good. We're all made up. So, again, Pawn World, you get to.
Yeah, okay, Nicky. Nicky, look, we've had a discussion about sponsorships and how we have paid advertisers on this show that probably would not be thrilled if there were side deals. I told you I was going to talk about it. I'm curious, did you ever contact Pawn World, or was this a cart before the horse thing where you decided you'd be talking about Pawn World and then maybe you could cut
they would
a deal
find
with it.
You.
Someone,
yeah.
Someone told me that that's the way it went down, that you started plugging Pawn World not because you had an advertising agreement with them, but the fact that you thought because of your relationship with Pawn World with other transactions, right, that it might be a good thing for you to do. Can you enlighten us on that?
Yeah, that's 100%
accurate. Thanks, Nicky. All right. Well, that's. I'm glad that you're mentioning Paul. I hope it becomes a formal agreement somewhere down.
I think so too. I think they're definitely going to be the main sponsor of the Nicky Diamond Show coming in 2017 in the Mike O'Mara Radio.
That's
enterprise.
Great. I wish you luck with that. What's the do you pawn a lot of stuff, Nicky?
I don't have a lot of stuff left to pawn, but I used to back when I was a younger man.
So if someone was a big Nicky Diamond fan and they were to visit Pawn World, they could probably pick up some really nice collectibles.
Yeah, just tell them Nicky sent you and then buy what Nicky you sell.
Yeah, I bet.
Hey,
a lot of cufflinks.
Oh, yeah, who did that promo? I heard the promo for the Nicky Diamond Show on your show.
In the now.
That was listener Jim Amato, Nick.
Jim Amato, you are hired. You are the new producer of the Nicky Diamond Show.
There it is. Best show on the
In
network.
The know.
In the know.
Nicky.
That guy has an ear. He has an ear for talent. He's a genius. You will get paid very little, but you are on board, sir.
You know what, Nicky? I'm going to give you some credit that the last time I spoke with you, and I know I missed you a couple of times, we, you know, sounded like you had a little too much evening. You are bright-eyed and bushy-tailed today on the show, and I think that's a credit to you.
Well, thank you. I mean, now that I'm given this opportunity for the Nicky Diamond Show, I got to show that I am ready to prove to the world that I can have the best, at least one of the top 7 podcasts on the network.
Yeah. Nicky, once again.
He's talking about opportunities, offers, and stuff. Nicky, I don't know that anything.
We love having you on the show.
You're here for the games,
man.
You're
popping in on my show to talk about football, the playoff weekend. That's what we have you here for.
Divisional playoffs.
Yeah, divisional. Now, we're not doing the show yet, Nicky. This is a guest appearance. I don't like the dirty laundry on the show. This is stuff I'd like to discuss with you off air or have Rob talk to you off air. here.
Right. I feel this is very clean laundry. The laundry is very.
All right, Nikki. Okay.
Nikki. Hey, I'm going to be having a Super Bowl party. Come to Arnie's Cocktail Lounge on the.
No,
February
no,
5th,
Nikki.
No, by Nikki.
No,
Diamond.
Nikki.
I'd
no.
like to invite
Nikki. No, Nikki. No, no. You can't plug an appearance at Arnie's Cocktail Lounge
Arnie's.
On the show. That is not Nikki. There's protocol,
also
invited, my friend.
Mike, unless you're traveling on the day of the Super Bowl.
Okay. I didn't know. I know nothing about Arnie's Cocktail. Oh God! Is this a place you hang out with your pals? Is that what this is?
It's a place that I hang. You don't have a local watering hole, my friend. Of course, I hang out there. I would like to invite Jolene White and Roniqua, the beautiful black woman Roniqua from Las Vegas.
All right, it's Ronique, not Roniqua. How dare you?
Yeah, and he's obviously Ronnie, reading the social media.
Roniqua is a much better name.
That's terrific. That's great. Well, have a good time.
Okay,
at your
Nikki,
Super Bowl party.
You're eating up your
airtime.
You
Jesus
are.
All right,
Christ.
Let's get in. Let's go. This is how we're going to break everything down. Let's break it down first by the Saturday games, then Sunday
break
games, the divisional.
Let's break it down like my nervous breakdown.
Playoffs.
Right, on the show.
And if we can get through this, we'll talk about your Super Bowl party. All right.
Okay, good.
All right,
hold
Saturday,
on a second. Yes. No, we won't. I'm sorry. No, we won't. We won't talk about his Super Bowl party until he perhaps has a conversation with one of you guys off air. We have a discussion about Nikki's Super Bowl party promoted on my show. Thank you. That's when the discussion will occur. We will now talk about football, which we hired Nikki Diamond to talk about. We will not talk about Pawn World or Arnie's goddamn cocktail lounge. And I'm sorry to have a full-fledged meltdown. But that'll happen after the fact. I am sorry, Nikki.
There are channels, Nikki.
Yeah, there
happen.
Are channels.
All right, then.
I'm sorry, 775-727.
Oh, God! Help me! What about the games, Nikki? Oh, God.
Break them down for us, please.
Please.
Start with Saturday's games. Do you like the Seahawks? What do you like?
I like the Seahawks to get destroyed. They don't do – their offense does not travel. Atlanta has way too much offense. They'll keep it close, but they'll pull away. The Falcons will definitely cover the point spread. They're looking at a 31-20 kind of a game.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Nikki, now I apologize for that outburst, but I will tell you a serious question about Green Bay, yeah. Dallas. I really am thinking about laying a little something down on this game because the fact is I think Aaron Rodgers – is the coolest customer playing the best football right now, and I think I like Green Bay in this game. What are your thoughts on the Green Bay Packers?
Mike, despite you not allowing me to have a Super Bowl party, because apparently...
I'm not allowing you to have a Super Bowl party. You're able to have a Super Bowl party. I just want to talk about it later. Thank you.
Mike, you're on to something here. This is the game of the week. And when in doubt, who's the best quarterback on the field? That's Aaron Rodgers. The man was amazing last week against the Giants. He single-handedly tore up that defense. The Cowboys do not have as good a defense as the Giants. I think this will be an amazing game. But when in doubt, Aaron Rodgers is the man, my second favorite Rodgers in the family, the guy that won the Bucs. He's very cool, too.
That's the truth. Yes,
his
go
brother,
ahead,
absolutely. Yeah. Let's jump to the other Saturday game, 8:15,
yes,
CBS, Texans, Patriots. What's your call?
Yeah, I actually have a question about this. Is that everybody is saying that the quarterback, Brock Osweiler, can't do it, that he's just totally
overpaid, outmatched
by Brady. He's a powerful guy. He's a big guy. Is there any possible way he can match up or even beat Tom Brady, or is that off the table?
You know who else thinks that Brock Osweiler can't do it?
Who?
Brock Osweiler. No. Don't even watch that game.
Wow.
So don't even watch that game. Well, I guess that leads us to our dime. Is it time for our dime?
No, one more game,
okay.
Mike. Four
now,
games
I'm not trying to
hustle
him off the show.
Yes.
I'm really not trying to do that.
Steelers, Chiefs, Sunday, your other Sunday game. That's a 1 o'clock game, NBC. What's your take?
This is actually another good game, but I think that everyone's on the Steelers now. They've got all the star power. But the Chiefs are the most underrated team in the NFL. The last 2 years, they've been awesome, and no one talks about them. The Chiefs will pull this out on a late field goal, setting up Chiefs-Patriots in the AFC Championship game, which will then set up, eventually, a Super Bowl, which will there be a party at the Diamond Pick of the Week.
Oh, no, 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 no. There he goes.
160. Light him up.
There he goes. All right. Thank you. Got his plug in there.
Bye, Nikki.
In there.
Goodbye.
Please, someone. Thanks, Nikki. Goodbye. Someone have a word, maybe? Just a word, please. Just so.
I mentioned that it was bad form, and he said he wouldn't do it. That's it. And then
Have we gotten any other calls from Pawn World that, normally somebody mentions something, they're happy about it, but it wasn't sanctioned. I guess Pawn World wasn't really happy about it.
Pawn World wrote once, and there was a cease and desist,
mm-hmm.
and then apparently we had some listeners go to Pawn World, so they retracted the cease and desist.
Yeah, I tried to call them, and their phone tree is down. Yeah, I was on hold for about 45 minutes.
If you want to know why I got upset, when the listeners walk into Pawn World in Nevada, they don't say Nikki Diamond. They said, I heard that I'm treated like a king from the Mike O'Mara show.
Right.
Then we get the correspondence, and now we've got Arnie's Cocktail Lounge, where there's an unsanctioned party where God knows what is going on, and God knows what kind of people are going to be there. And I just like to know, I'd like to have a little control over something.
I'll check out Yelp and see what I can find out.
And to be fair to us, Nikki had not mentioned that he had a Super Bowl party in the works.
You didn't do that.
No, he did not mention
it. In the know.
We were not in the know about that at all.
So we are now.
His diamond pick of the week was his Super Bowl party. Is that what we were left with?
Yes, I suppose you can bet on that.
The diamond pick of the week was Arnie's Cocktail Lounge.
Yeah, you can bet on having a great time.
That's what it is. All right. Now, I've been trying to get Rob to talk about it in detail. Rob is hot to trot to watch a show that's so bad it's good.
Yes.
And it's you are now you are watching this regularly. Right?
Mike, it is a season ticket in my DVR. It is from the producers LeBron James and Chris Hardwick. It is The Wall.
Is LeBron James really the producer?
Yes. Yes.
Mike. Oh, my.
It might have been his idea to say, hey, you know that show on The Price is Right? Let's steal that.
Mike, LeBron James is such a powerhouse in the entertainment business now that he has a house.
In the know.
He has a house on, if it's not the Warner Brothers lot, it's the Sony lot. They built him a
So he can live on the lot?
So he can live on the lot when he makes the next Space Jam.
Wow. Oh, God.
That's so the type of power he has now.
I have not seen Rob Spiewak get this enthused positively or negatively about a television show in a very long time. You've actually sent me a link. You want me to get involved
in this show? I want you to
see
it because the first thing I thought is this is the best Charlie show. You know Charlie, your house boy. The last time he was this excited about this show was The Mole. But this show is if you're familiar with The Price is Right, it's Plinko on steroids. They've got probably a 60-foot Plinko board,
mm-hmm.
and then they give the people that are contestants, they come out, they are throwing everything at the wall to make stupid people love this show. There's the heartwarming backstories.
You're talking figuratively. They're not actually throwing things at the wall.
No. I'm sorry. That is a figure of speech.
Can you give us a paragraph about exactly how you say Plinko, and I know Plinko, you put those giant poker chips up at the top, and
right.
let it go ding, 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 and then it falls into a slot at the bottom.
And you win money, ostensibly.
So is that how this works, basically? Or?
Kind of, because what happens is it starts with your snarky host, Chris Hardwick, who actually is underused. He's a good host.
Chris Hardwick rules, and mostly people know him from my generation from Singled Out.
Yeah.
But he actually paved his own way in the world of podcasting, Mike, where he reinvented himself and created The Nerdist.
Yes.
The huge podcast.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. So The Nerdist really became his second platform for getting his voice out there. The Nerdist was then acquired by a motion picture company, and now he has a deal with not just the Xfinity hawking us the X1s. He's doing these NBC game shows.
But he's funny, but he's not being used enough.
No, he's actually so great when he's there and doing the after shows, he should be doing more on this game show.
So speaking of morons,
I'm hearing a little love for The Wall.
Well,
I love The Wall.
They bring out a couple, and always
not the one in Texas.
It's a couple that, Mike, they've overcome something. So then they go to the video piece.
So there's a backstory for
Yes, you have to know the contestants. And
well, that's a little reality taste.
Yeah,
right there.
Yeah, so they've got okay. that. And then they start dropping balls. And the balls are probably the size, I would say, of basketballs.
Do they drop balls into the Plinko board?
What happens is the balls magically appear at the top of the 60-foot Plinko board.
No, you're not giving it the respect it's due.
At the beginning, they just
appear.
Beginning,
yeah, at the beginning.
Because later
What did I miss there?
Later on... The meathead guest, who's they're all meatheads that play the game, apparently.
Yeah,
I think that's a back rule.
You indicated that to me in a very rude way over social media. And
they have to figure out where they're going to drop their balls from. So there is a large ball tube, not unlike when you go to a bank. And
bowling alley.
Dummy will hold up the ball over his head and said, I want this ball to go in slot number 2. For
How many slots are there?
They know the numbers.
Seven. There's seven. But then
there's seven slots, and then does he put the ball in a tube?
Yes, and then they give a reason, and it's usually something really thoughtful.
What color are the balls?
They're white when they go in, but they can change color at the top of the board.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
White or red? White or red?
So he'll say something like, ball number 2 and slot number 2 for my second son. Yes. And everyone goes, yay!
So they actually try to put the whammy.
But it's
on,
like big money, big money, big
balls.
Money, big
because
money. Because
the
big
further
money.
Over you put
In
the ball,
the no.
If you go farthest over number 7, you are closest to the $1 million slot. So you have a statistical advantage. Although the questions are harder.
Well, now
the
hold
bigger
on.
The
now
number.
You confused me a little.
Why?
Bit. I thought that this game is completely random, and that
it
now,
is. Although. You get to choose from where the ball drops at the top of the board.
So
is there a better odd of putting it in slot?
He
seven?
Says so.
That's what they say.
But it'll never drop directly to the number.
But they say it on the show.
It could add up on the other far end. But they say that on the show.
Because if you go all the way to the right, the $1 million slot is also all the way over to the right.
How do you determine what slot you get?
You just
pick it?
You pick it, but then your questions get harder the bigger the number.
Yeah, and once you pick it, that slot is dead, so you got to keep going down the line.
And so what happens is then you start...
So does everybody go for number 7 first?
No, not necessarily. No.
Well, you said it's statistically better chance to
but
get the
questions
million?
Are harder, and if you miss a question, the ball turns red.
I'm confused. You're not explaining this right.
There's too much going on.
You're explaining this like
this,
a mook.
This
I
is
swear
the
to
gist.
God, I don't know what you're talking about.
Thank you, Mike.
If you've watched...
No, I don't get it. You're saying there's statistics and all that.
You're getting too deep
random.
Into this. You're getting too deep into this. It is a... the 2017 version of Plinko. The board is as big as a building.
Right.
Chris Hardwick is the host. They bring on a couple that basically has some hardships in their life that they have to overcome. They split the couple up. One of them is in his isolation room, and the other one is actually playing the game. And at the end of the game, depending on how much money the guy has won or lost, they offer... The woman or a couple and the individual in isolation a check say you can get $50,000 right now or you can tear up the check
and get what the guy wants.
Yes,
but what needs to be said is the person in isolation asks is the one answering all the questions that determine.
Start again.
The person in isolation answers all the questions that are asked to determine how many balls they get to drop on the Plinko board.
Does the person in isolation know whether they're answering those questions correctly
See,
or not?
See, that's the thing. They don't.
They don't
know until the end of the game whether
so
or
the
not.
The person in isolation does not know how many questions they've answered correctly and does not know how much money their partner
on the line.
Has made.
Yeah.
No, and so then they're offered a chance.
Hold on. Every time they answer a question correctly, do they get a ball?
Yes, and if they answer a question incorrectly, they get a ball that subtracts.
Yes.
Oh, so no. you could get a million dollars because if you drop a slot, a green ball, say in a $25,000 slot, you get $25,000. But a wrong answer ball, red ball, lands in the $25,000 slot. They take away $25,000.
Yes.
I might have to watch it now.
Yes.
I'm liking it more.
So, but then they come out and
you're
the
addicted
person,
to this game, though, Rob. I know you are.
It's very. You know what? After 3 beers, it's the greatest show on television.
It's a lot of yelling
after
at the television.
I want to watch.
Oh,
it
and really that's the other thing is that the person. It's not like The Price is Right where they just drop and watch.
That's
the person drops the ball and then runs up to the board and yells and screams at the ball. So there's a lot of excitement.
Because it's a lengthy process for the ball to get to the bottom.
Yes, and there's
ping, 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 and you're yelling, no, yes, no,
$1. The only thing that confuses me, and the only thing is this slot number seven thing where you said the statistics, because I never thought.
Don't worry about that nonsense. That's inside furniture talk. Don't worry about that.
I thought a Plinko board, by its very nature, is random.
It could go in any direction. Realistically, if you dropped, if you really want to get into
what they're doing, and you know what, this is the most simple way to explain it. The people at the wall are trying to introduce an element of skill that doesn't exist. Yeah. Well, and that's what they're trying to do.
They're great at statistics, I'm sure.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. I like that. And what's the most money somebody's won that you
have? I've seen someone walk away with, I think, $870,000.
Yeah, I saw someone just win $500,000. It's pretty awesome.
But there was and a half a million.
Yes. Yeah,
but what was great is the show that dropped.
Let's
I think,
go on the show
Wednesday night. The lady came out and said she didn't like her answers, so she accepted the contract for $57,000 when they had almost a million. It was like $980,000.
Oh,
so her decision lost them $900,000. Yeah. And the pause and the guy saying, "I still love you."
Wow.
And I turned to Carrie and I said, he still loves her, just not as much as he did an hour ago.
That's life-changing money.
Yeah, but it's, you know what, worth a look. I asked my father to watch it, and he sent me a 3-word text. He said, "Worst show ever."
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
You know, if you'd come 2 hours earlier, we could have had dinner together. I made great beef stew. Okay,
thanks.
What else can I get for you?
No, Mother, I'll tell you, I'm really not hungry at all. I ate at a truck stop, so this is fine.
Well, I have some cold spaghetti, but it has meat sauce in it. Can you eat lamb chops?
Well, what the hell is a lamb? It's meat. I told you, I don't eat it.
Well, it's not a cow. I didn't know if it was the animal you were siding with or the whole thing.
The whole thing.
Want some cheese?
No, the salad is fine, I promise.
Oh. I'm gonna give you some cheese.
That's a lot of cheese.
Got it in hunks.
Mother, look at the date. It's 3 years old.
Well, it's been in the freezer.
Yeah, but how cheap was it that you wanted to buy this much of it?
Honey, this is wonderful cheese. It comes from Switzerland. Very hard to get.
How could it be hard to get? It's all here. I don't want the cheese.
Now, dear.
Mother, stop. I don't want any. I don't want any.
Stop.
Like this old house.
Well, I haven't even tried it.
I can tell by the gross weight I'm not going to like it. I like my cheeses in the ounces. When they weigh as much as a Fiat, I get worried.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, the best of O'Mara.
Oscar Santana, it's great to have you back after your trip to New England. You were in, on Cape Cod. You were
Cape
in Hyannis.
Cape Cod. Yeah, I've never been to Cape Cod. Even
it's named after the fish, Mike.
Even after my time in Boston when I was, I guess, freshman and sophomore in college, everyone would talk about it.
Sure.
I've only been there once in my life, and I was a New Englander. I was born and raised in New England, and we went with Scott Talboom. And his father, we went to Cape Cod. Great guy, Scott Talboom.
Boomer!
Really, really just a fiery redhead. And really just a fun kid. And his father was funny. And
father also a redhead?
His father's a redhead. His father had a dry, super dry sense of humor. Kind of a cool dad, but cool not in a, like, George Clooney cool way. Cool in just a funny kind of way.
Okay.
Just a great sense of humor. And because of that, Mr. Talboom and I got along really, really well. And I remember having a lot of laughs and going on a road trip to Cape Cod.
Mike.
And I think it was Sandwich is where
Cape Cod is, and I guess the best way to put it, and for those of you that maybe have some context with Maine, there's two things that Maine and Cape, and I guess the Maine that I know near Bar Harbor,
yes,
have in common,
yes,
are that everyone's white,
right,
and everyone's wealthy.
So how did you do?
I was not in either of those categories.
Now, in Maine, certainly where I live in Maine, everyone
there's no diversity where you live in Maine.
But wealth is, there's tremendous diversity because everyone is not wealthy.
Yeah.
at all. I could.
Well, I mean, that's the same thing in Cape Cod. But if you're in the, I guess
in the Shishi area.
Well, look.
Well, somebody has to park the Bentleys.
I've never heard of deeded beach rights. That term never would have rolled off my tongue in my life.
Deeded beach rights would be, say you have.
That would be your old DJ name.
I'm deeded beach rights. You have a house that's not on the beach, but you have an egress to it, and
look,
you are allowed to use the beach.
Rarefied air. How did you know that?
I knew that because that's waterfront terminology. Yes. They've got it down at Dewey.
Excuse me.
No, you've got it down in the Outer Banks, everywhere where there's, you know, where there are houses.
Beach rights.
When they do developments, and like I think you,
hey,
you
Buffy,
it's part of your deal.
Deeded. Yeah. Part of your deed is you can go to that beach and you get to use that beach, and nobody can kick you off that beach, especially when somebody says, well, what's that Hispanic family doing on the beach? Get them off there right now. What's there?
Good God.
Who's there?
They
this
brought
my
their
father.
Baby. They
this
brought
is
the
my,
baby.
This is my father and my father's father's beach. You get off of there. What are they doing right there? There's some Mexicans on the beach right now. What's going on there? Get them off. Get them off there. I don't care if they got the expensive beach umbrellas. With their coolers.
Coolers.
For the love of Pete. For the love of Pete.
Go get their coolers.
So I haven't been to Cape Cod, so I don't know what it's like. But you had a good time with the fam.
Yes, my brother and my sister in law and their wonderful my wonderful nephew Sebastian, their wonderful son.
Yes,
who is I think roughly 13 months old, 14 mm-hmm. months
oh
old.
Oh my God, the time flies! Zoom. So he's toddling around
little guy, and they have a fixer upper, right? And I'm there for vacation, and I knew firsthand because we had to. We ended up not shipping. We had to mule the sconces up there,
and there were three of them.
Yes,
three big sconces.
Yeah, I sconced my way onto the plane and then threw them up over
no.
the overhead.
Did you carry on the sconces?
Oh yeah, and I buffered a good 30 minutes for a TSA because I had to because it looked like I was bringing something inappropriate onto the plane, and I said no.
The sconce looks like a weapon.
Sir, you wouldn't believe this. My older brother wanted me to bring some sconces. This is my carry-on full of sconces.
It's a sconce, and the fuse is lit.
So weird. Yeah.
Did the sconces come out of the carry-on bag at all, or were you able to?
Oh, I had to zip them up, and be like, eh.
Oh, I knew. Why did you bring? That's the struggle. You're always about this.
I asked my wife to ship them. She forgot. Mike, what am I going to yell at her? I do that enough.
Did you have shipped her up there?
No, okay. She was great.
When you say it's a fixer-upper, how much fixing-upping is
yeah, how low is it right now?
They bought the home last summer, right. So they've done a good deal of work.
Right.
But
is it an older home?
It's an old, look. I guess the person who sold the home owned three homes on the property. It might have been a part of a compound. I didn't get all the details.
It's an old cottage?
An old cottage, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So there are million-dollar homes on the water, and then there are cottages off the water
right.
without deeded beach rights.
Okay.
So,
DBRs, Mike.
Now, that term alone just opened up my eyes because I'd like to find the root of why certain things are a certain way. Like, why in Cape Cod do they have a big sign that says, instead of patrolled by police, right?
Right.
Police take notice. Why would you write that sign up? You're doing it all wrong, Cape Cod. Police take notice says what to a human being? It says...
That they're going to roll you.
Yeah, but what about just, like, patrolled? Or...
Patrolled by the police.
By the police.
That sounds so common, though.
Are you sensing something here, Rob? I am. I'm sensing some problematic situation.
Language barrier?
Well, no. I'm just...
No more than normal.
There is one.
Does your brother have deeded
beach rights? No.
So do you have to go, like, down the road to a... So you're within walking distance of the beach,
yes,
right?
Yeah. We have a path. We have been... We kissed the ring. We can go down the path to go to the beach.
Who's
okay,
ring?
So who's
the
ring?
The person who owns
the beachfront.
The lighthouse, yes.
The beachfront.
Yes.
So you've got, you don't have deeded beach rights.
The idea that you can have deeded beach rights for a, you know, what Mother Earth made blows my mind.
I understand.
Well, I mean, think of it just as a piece of real estate. It's a piece of real estate like any other.
Yeah, but the beach is for
like
everyone.
It's
like,
not for
why
everyone.
Can't I play in your backyard? God made your backyard. I want to play in your backyard. Well, no,
yes,
it's your backyard.
No. If you've got oceanfront property and you've got that's your property.
What about this? Not in Massachusetts, because there are some homes that have like these old, I guess, I don't know if they're blue laws. I don't know what you call them. Yeah. Are they blue laws?
No, that would be dealing with stuff on Sundays.
Don't you picture him with like nine Jack and Cokes going, I don't understand why the whole beach
is just open.
I can see him walking around.
A dry vacation.
You didn't drink at all?
They don't drink.
And you didn't sneak any in?
Not at all.
Wow.
No wonder he's pissed.
Look how great I look.
Wow. Look
nice
at
and rested. It's like I went to rehab.
Yeah, but it's great to go on a vacation and not drink. I would think it would be great.
It felt very productive. So I remember there's some homes with signs that say whatever beach property, they have the rights to high tide and low tide. So some of the properties have the rights to high tide.
Like they're time sensitive?
Yeah. It's depending on, you can have the right right up to your property line, and then some of them actually own the rights all the way to the water.
What a mess.
It's hodgepodge.
That is really confusing.
It sounds very confusing, and it sounds like... So can you get up in the morning
and go to the beach?
Put your little towels in the bag
actually,
and
their setup is a 10. It's a 10 out of 10. It's not a bad place.
So they can walk right down to the beach and hang out at the beach.
Yeah, it's a 10 out of 10. The neighbors are awesome. I'm talking about the rules of these hoity-toity beaches. That's what I'm talking about.
And what are the police hanging around for? Where if somebody drives up, parks on a street, and walks down to the beach, they can... Boot them the hell out. Is that what they're
for? I think that's the case. And Mike, you probably have seen the neighborhood watch signs.
Yeah, with the eye on it.
Yeah, with the eye on them in DC, right? They have that same type of sign, but the sign says police take notice.
Mm.
That sounds like they're trying to be very affluent and classy when what they should be saying is watch your ass.
Or neighborhood watch.
Neighborhood watch also good.
That's fine.
I'm sure that the people come down from Southie, you know, with their toolkit to break into their houses and get their television sets in the back of their, you know, that.
Maybe they're just dissatisfied with the police service and the sign is reminding the police, hey, police, take notice. Yeah,
come on. Okay.
Don't blow it like you did last summer, police.
Is it a nice neighborhood that he lives in? Of course it is.
I don't think there is a bad neighborhood there.
It's gorgeous. It's out in the dunes.
How about this?
It's all out on the sand.
The public beaches are beautiful. Who knew they were there? I can't believe I didn't know.
You could drive down. You could drive down by yourself. You could live in New York, and you can drive to
Cape
Cod.
The questions about the
beach.
Deeded beach access is just something I've never heard about in my life.
What the deeded beach access is for is so the people that own a house on the beach can control the front of their yard. So they can have their people there, and that's what it is. Now, as far as people,
high
tide, low tide is walking along the beach.
Yes.
There are some people that are dicks that actually have high and low tide.
Yes.
So you literally cannot walk through their
legally,
beachfront.
You can't.
If they wanted to be pricks, imagine that. Imagine the abysmal
can
human.
Can you
it
imagine?
Happens.
It does happen.
Yeah, it happens.
Shocking.
Because people say, and they do it in Dewey, and they do it in Rehoboth, and they do it in all
I'd love to trespass on their water and pee.
Yeah, pee right in front of their house. They see a big sign that says high and low tide. Whip it out. Here,
that's right. And
there
the sign
you go.
Here's
your
not,
high tide.
The sign is not the type of sign that's like, sweet sign says, FYI. It's the sign that's a national park sign. It's the big sign.
Let me tell
sign.
You something. If you're worried about these kind of rules, if you're a beachgoer and you love the beach and you're worried about these kind of rules, let me recommend you come to Fort Myers, Florida, because the beach is so polluted and destroyed because of
red tide now
that no one will ever come to the beach again. It's going to be wide open. Just come down and scoop up a big bucket full of dead fish and then wear a gas mask, because if you breathe, you're going to get a respiratory infection. Hey, Fort Myers, way to go. Oh, yes, sirree. Hey, take a dump, cows, into Lake Okeechobee, and then they'll poop it out all into the Caloosahatchee River and it all out into the Gulf of Mexico. Fort Myers, it's a great place to vacation. The turquoise brown poop water of Fort Myers Beach, Florida.
You paint a picture.
Jesus.
So
you really do.
So disgusting. Yeah. Hey, cows. Where did I pick? What beach area did I pick? Hey, yes, sirree.
So you know what? While you mentioned cows, Mike, it might be a good chance to play this.
Bitch, I'm a cow. I'm not a cat. I don't say meow. Bitch, I'm a cow. Bitch, I'm a cow.
Here's a good part, right?
Bitch, I'm a cow. Bitch, I'm a cow.
My son likes to stand along the Caloosahatchee River as the effluent is going down the river, and he just continuously says,
goodbye,
duty. Goodbye, duty. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. We got to take a break. We'll come back with more.
Good morning from Washington, D.C. and the great state of Kentucky. This is your Senate Majority Leader, Mitch McConnell. We are living in some crazy times. And I should know, I've been serving in the Senate since 1926, and I've seen it all. But we have to persevere. That's how I won that legendary foot race against the rabbit. I may be slow, but I keep on keeping on. I never go away. I'm always around. Just like death, taxes, hatred, the Ku Klux Klan. Oh, and the TMOS Shopping Center. And even though I don't understand podcasts, or computers, or even electricity, for that matter, my staff tells me I can buy anything I want from Target or Walmart by using my old blue bruised fingers to go to MikeOMaraShow.com and click that banner. Which reminds me, I carried a banner once. Here's a hint. It didn't say welcome. LOL. Hey, in any case, please shop through this site. From now on, that's where I'll buy my sweet tea. I guarantee it. I'm Mitch McConnell, and please fear the difference.
The best of O'Mara.
Have we solved the problem of the
Thank you for clearing that up. Yes, didn't know what that was all about.
All right,
also, my brother and sister-in-law, to clarify, they don't care about any of that. I'm the only one that had an issue with it. When I stood there on the beach and I said, why would you put that big sign up?
Yeah.
Just to tell people to F off. Like, why would you do that?
You're always questioning the man. You're always, you know, hey, what's this?
Yeah.
And you don't like snobbiness.
Don't tell me where I can go at the high tide and whatnot.
Yeah. But you're talking about a lot of dollars.
Then the paper.
You know, people want to carve out their little section of paradise. Yeah.
Who am I to say what you can and cannot do? There are so many public beaches in Cape Cod that are gorgeous and beautiful.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful.
That you don't really need direct access. They're lucky enough to have a neighbor that lets them have it. What you know, and lets them have the access to that private side of the beach.
A courtesy
that's awesome. But overall, Mike, it's so beautiful there. I was shocked that I had never been there. I will say that a few fun things happened while we were there. One, I've never seen so many boats in my life.
Boating, big fishing, big striped bass fishing over there.
I did not know. My brother was kind enough to give me a key to the home and hand it and said, this is as much your home. It's a family home as much as our home.
And what's that like?
Very sweet moment, and I said, "Hey, I'm gonna." I said,
"Sorry." It might as well be a science fiction movie.
Let's just sit in that right now.
Yeah.
The outdoor shower.
Yeah. And I own a boat with her.
Yes.
So we text each other. We text each other when we're going to use the boat, unless your family's in. Then they just use it.
Did she make it over for lunch with the ladies yesterday? Because I know that was up in the air.
She did. I texted her last night and said, how did it go? Did you make it over there? And she said, yeah, she went with a friend of ours, Susan, who she had a very nice time
with.
And it was well then fine. Anyway.
There's a few rainy days there, which wasn't the end of the world. So my wife is currently just looking around for a car. My brother, if he likes anything, he likes to look at cars, right? So he went to the Volvo dealership. And
I can only imagine the Volvo dealership in Cape Cod.
No, you can't. It's a hustle and bustle there. They've got the main drags
They're huge beach towns.
Yeah, but I imagine they probably have an upper crusty type clientele that might go through there.
Was it Sandwich? Is that the town that you went to?
Had it in Hyannis.
Oh, Hyannis. Okay. Hyannis.
Hyannis Port. Hyannis Port proper. That's Beverly Hills.
So Hyannis,
they're in Hyannis.
That's
where the Kennedy compound is.
That's the harbor place.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you went to Hyannis.
So
which is
Hyannis,
inland.
Hyannis, and Hyannis Port. Well, their home to Hyannis Port is roughly less than a mile. Their home to the Kennedy compound is roughly, I would say, 2 miles, if that.
Wow.
Right?
Wow.
Okay. So it's close.
Did you drive by it?
Oh, yeah. It's cartoon-sized. Because the Volvo guy, he showed us more of Cape Cod than anyone else did, because he was driving us around in the Volvo.
With 2 miles away from the Kennedy compound, were you able to see Maria Shriver's teeth?
No.
Okay, just
did
checking.
Not see that. But they got a nice stack of bricks, and I know that's an understatement. And what was interesting is this is, I guess this is a different life. This is a different world. Outside of, you know, the people that own the private beaches saying, right. Hey, why are those Latinos there? Which I'm sure they didn't mm-hmm. say. They could have, would have been funny if they said, you know, why do they need more of a tan? Aren't they already tanned?
That's the
type of situation. Mm-hmm. I can see that coming out of.
We don't normally give the help off Thursdays.
If you're talking about Cape Cod, Hyannis and Hyannisport is right in the middle of the Scorpion's Tail.
Yes.
It's right.
Okay.
It's right in the middle. So if you're, it's about halfway out to the tip, and it's on the you
just
know
for
it's
a
on the
bit.
Southern part of the peninsula.
That's yes. right.
Mind
yes.
the tip, Mike.
Mind the tip.
So,
it's near Osterville. It's between Osterville, West Yarmouth, and it's south of Barnstable.
Yes.
Barnstable, of course.
Yes.
Yeah, it's south of Barnstable, Hyannis. Then you got your Hyannis Pat.
So what role? So we went to a handful of different dealers on the rainy afternoon,
right.
And
it paints a romantic picture.
Did not buy a single thing. Just looked, but at one dealership.
It's a shame you didn't buy a car. The car would be the only thing that would be less convenient to carry onto a plane than the sconces.
This is what's shocking. Most dealerships, people buy so many cars on vacation, they ship them across the country for free.
Wow.
You drive down Lincoln Road, Falmouth Road, all those roads there. Is that the way you did it? That.
Left on Falmouth.
Yeah. Go down to Bazzi's Way.
Not cheap. Went out to eat one night.
Yes.
Just like you were in D.C. Keep that in mind.
Sure.
Keep that in mind. So, we, at one of the dealerships, the guy's like, you know, Patrick Kennedy was just in here and he was looking for a vehicle just like this.
Says, how does this car drive when I'm drunk?
Do you think they say that to everybody? Do you think they say that to everybody? How does this drive when I'm drunk?
It's messed up.
That's terrible.
That's funny.
You know Ted Kennedy's chauffeur?
What?
Jacques Cousteau. Thank you. Old joke. And I worked for Ted Kennedy in 1980.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Kennedy in 80.
That's right. Go put these flyers out on the Falmouth Road. Flyers.
The flyers. Sharp turn.
Roll up your windows.
When I return, Mary Jo and the cab are gone. All right. We've gotten all the jokes out there. We're set. Did you go to the John F. Kennedy Hyannis Museum?
Did not go. Did see it on the map. Wanted to go next time.
You have deeded museum rights?
I have no deeded museum rights.
That sucks.
A family place. All families. It's one thing that really stuck out to me. When I was younger, we would go to Rehoboth, right?
Right.
Mostly families there.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, man, this is like the most boring beach ever.
Right.
When we were kids. Now, when you see just families.
Kind if you of go, chill. You're like,
it's
I
like
can
the
relax
best thing ever.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah,
just
very
families. It was such a different. And that's when I know.
Kids
it's
of all
called
ages.
Maturing, Oscar.
Wisdom.
Yes. Wisdom. Joy.
It would I guess that's what struck me the most, where I was like, man, every flock of people I see, there's always like kids or teenagers in the back of them, like the mother goose that you see.
Yeah.
All walking to the beach.
Would you like
or
to plug
in
the restaurant that you went to?
Oh, I don't even remember the name, Mike.
Was it a seafood house?
Oh, yes. It was a seafood right down in Hyannisport.
Larry's Fish House. Any fish you wish.
Mike, we were in the restaurant when Tiger almost won the PGA Championship. We're watching it live.
Very
and you
exciting.
Heard you heard a room full of golfers.
Yeah, I bet.
Who knew what was happening. The entire restaurant that was jammed, groaning and moaning, then cheering. It was that was fun to be a part of.
That's cool.
Yeah, and then Brooks won. Brooks
Koepka. That guy is missing a chromosome.
Yeah, but he's an incredible talent. I mean, he really is an incredible talent. But, you know, too cool for school. I got pissed. I was so pissed when Tiger. I mean, here's the deal with old men golfers.
I'm sorry if you covered this already. I apologize. I know this
Tiger is an elder statesman now.
Yeah.
So all the old guys, we want the comeback. If I can speak to this
please.
For just a moment
here. Yes, please.
This cuts through a lot of. This is for every dude that's ever gotten in trouble. And by the way, every man in America has gotten in trouble at one time or another. Men get in trouble. They do stupid.
Yeah.
Tiger is, and if nobody understands it, Tiger is the personification of the dude that was flying high and then got knocked down to earth and got in terrible public trouble for being such a douche.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows that Tiger was a douche. He was a womanizer. He had his wife attack his car. Everything. Tiger is this guy. But every man out there likes the redemption story of being down and down and down. Tiger, you need to win at least another golf tournament to make every man in America feel better. Yeah. You want to know why they never take the camera off of Tiger, even when he's not winning the tournament? Because everybody wants to see Tiger win.
Yeah.
That's what. And
true
then
enough.
Other people out there go, there are probably women out there going, oh, Mike, you're such an ass. No, I'm just telling you why Tiger has captured the imagination and why there are 700 dudes going, Tiger! Tiger! My girlfriend got me watching porn. I want you to win. That's what it is.
It's true,
in my opinion.
Very true.
And also, he's the greatest to ever play. And he was almost out of the game because he had his spine fused. Mm. And the fact that he could come back and win. But he's got to close the deal. So when you get a guy like Brooks, who's out there just going, with his robotic arms.
No emotion.
Then he taps the ball in before the last guy can, so he won't give the crowd a chance to cheer. Brooks, don't care, just win. So that's my little golf.
Will it be enough if Tiger wins in that made-up thing with Phil Mickelson? Is that enough? No, it's got to be a real tournament.
No, because one guy's got to win. That's right. It's got to be, you know what it's got to be, Rob? It's got to be the Masters.
Yeah. It really has to be a major.
But anyway, that's my little golf spiel. So they're watching there. You went to your expensive restaurant and
had a good time.
No drinking at the restaurant either?
Well, this is the thing. Well, I mean, no drinking. I had a beverage.
Okay.
Right? I had a beverage and then looked around the table where my wife ordered a Prosecco, whatever she orders.
Right.
Who knows? And I looked around. No one was ordering anything. Like my brother, and God bless him, probably the healthiest vacation I've ever taken in the last 10 years.
Right.
Outside of that one with Maine, when we went to Maine for the week and we hiked, we walked, we went around.
We drank our asses off.
Had a good time, but
still, I
felt like we did the Lord's work during the day. At night, we had fun.
Yes,
we did. I understand.
And I was like, well, I know what Mike feels like when he's at these charity dues and you've ripped through like 7 beers and no one around you is really drinking.
They
have that same. I was like, I'm an adult. We're going to rein it in.
Attaboy.
That one drink was enough.
Good.
And I gave the old hairy eyeball to Shannon. I said, we are not a bunch of drunks.
Right.
We are among people that we have to be respectful for. They've got a child. They got to wake up early. That means we got to help and we're going to be good. So we did that. Had a few drinks. No big deal. Then the last night.
Breaking news story, gentlemen. The Queen of Soul is dead.
Aww.
At 76. Aretha Franklin inspired generations with hits such as Respect, Natural Woman, and Think that stood as symbols of black and female empowerment. She has passed away at the age of 76, and she will be missed.
She died on the same day as Elvis. It was a dark day in music history. This is Elvis' death day as well.
So Aretha Franklin, a lot of people were talking about it. She hung on for a little longer than they expected. So that's the bulletin.
Safe home.
Safe home, Aretha Franklin. Yes.
So back to my drinking.
And the expected death of Oscar Santana.
It's Wednesday night, Tuesday night last night. On the way home, Shan's like, well, maybe we should pick up something nice to say a big thank you. Pick up a bottle of champagne at the Packy, Mike. The Packy, right?
The Packy store. Yes. Yeah, package store.
Went to the package store, picked him up a nice bottle of champagne. I was like, what's the classiest Jack Daniels I can buy? Is the Gentleman's Jack.
Gentleman Jack, good stuff.
Buy a bottle of that. Shannon picks up a bottle of Prosecco. And we're like, all right, well, maybe this will be the cue for the last hurrah before we leave.
Right.
And then we walk in. The bottle for them was for them to enjoy, so we brought a backup so we could enjoy. Sit down for dinner. I make myself a drink. Shammy's and we bought the spiked seltzers.
Yes.
And I was like, all right, mate, we'll see how this goes. We lay them all out, and then boom. I realized right away my wonderful sister-in-law took one sip of the spiked seltzer, put it right down, right back to her regular beverage. My brother had a ginger beer. God bless him. He's with no alcohol.
So are they total teetotalers? They just don't drink a lot.
No, they have a baby, and they don't have time for this. And
yeah,
we're
that's the truth.
We're single.
Never stopped Carl and I.
Are you kidding? It increased my intake.
Yeah.
And I realized right away, and I gave Shan the
rock-a-bye. Good night.
Where's your binky? Get your binky. Go and get it.
You watching the baby? Are you watching the baby?
What would I tell
you? I got him on the monitor. I can see him. Come on. It's right there on the monitor.
I drank maybe, if I'm lucky, two fingers of that bottle and put it right back in their shelf. We said, when you guys have guests, here you go. Shannon had one glass. But like I said, the healthiest vacation I've ever taken.
That's cool.
I feel like completely re-energized, and I appreciate the time. And when you go and stay at your brother's house, you can do as much as you can. It's still your brother's house, and your older brother, at least for me, will always take care of you. He didn't have to drive us back to Boston to go home. He drove us back to Boston.
Oh, that is awesome.
Such a nice guy.
My God. Like, you have a family. I mean? You have a family. I am so jealous of that. My God. Super sweet. I wouldn't get a lift. I wouldn't get a lift to Ellsworth to go to a grocery store. Jesus. My family sucks.
Do you listen to podcasts? Do you like to hear virtual voices through the magic of electronic reproduction? How would you like to hear your voice on a podcast? Now you can. Just submit a promo to the Mike O'Mara Show. If you cut the mustard, you can rub audio shoulders with all the promo greats. James Amato, Paul Christine, even that guy. It's as easy as falling off a log. Just follow this simple procedure. One, select a TMOS topic that you want to promote and then record yourself promoting it. Two, send your promo as an MP3 to rob@mikeomaraShow.com. And if it airs, you can be a star. Can fabulous wealth be far behind? You better hurry. We look forward to hearing from you. Here's to showbiz.
The Best of O'Mara.
Welcome back to the show. Whoa. So all in all, you enjoyed the experience.
I think I have a very good gut that if, and I frankly realized, you know how you start looking like your siblings?
Are you going to get to a point anywhere?
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. Good call. I just reminded, my brother was like,
yeah.
Are you, like, what's going on with you? Like, he totally pointed out that I had a little gut.
Yeah,
he's like, he's like, man, you have no excuse. You don't have a kid. You have a great life. You got a solid schedule. Like, totally laid into me as an older brother was like, you got to lose 30 stat. And I was like, whoa. Which is sweet of him, and I appreciate
it.
But you know
what? No mercy. Because you can take that from
a brother. It's no mercy. Yeah. As my mom
Do you
said,
like hanging with your brother? Do you enjoy hanging with him?
I love my brother. Oh, I love so him great. So much. He's
Jose and you are kind of tight,
But
right?
Also, by the way, I woke up the last day when I finally felt like I reset my life. And I let them sleep in, and I took Sebastian out for like his stroll at 7 a.m. Mm-hmm. And I'm not ready for fatherhood, but I'll take my siblings' kids out any day. Like, they are so sweet. And when you got the stroller and he's pointing where I'm going wrong, he's like, no, you got to go this way, dummy. Like, they know, even at that young age, they know their route, right?
Yeah, they're smart. They're
super
smart
sweet.
I'm glad you had a good
my
time.
My brother, I could see all of us going up or down depending on what where you are in the together as a team sometime, just to enjoy when they're not there. And I think it'd be fun, especially because Mike, that's not that far a drive for you.
No, I when you're in Maine, I go to the Cape, and
right?
I'd go down there.
Yeah,
I'd
so
down,
it would be fun. To I'm to looking forward like to that.
I would too. I've never been to that part.
Yeah,
of the
and you guys are gonna fit right in.
Cool.
Yeah.
You're
maybe
white.
We do a few days at the brother's set. That's
yes.
That'd be fun. I'd like that. Hey, we did it in Maine. We can do it there.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know? We can do the
Mike,
show.
Mike, let us go to Cape Cod, you and I, and take a walk on the beach holding hands.
I think that'd be wonderful. Get the picture. Get the picture. And don't forget the mini bikes. That'll be fun too.
I'll pack my hat.
If I don't get to this today, I will not get to it. Took the little guy the hour up the road. It's not 40 minutes. I used to pretend that Bangor, Maine was 40 minutes from here. It's not. Right. It's an hour away.
Okay.
It's an hour away because if there was no traffic, it would be 40 minutes away. But it's an hour away because everybody has a Subaru like I do, and they're all 400 years old, and they all drive. By the way, major road rage yesterday on the Bangor Road with a guy from West Virginia who was driving a Honda, and I just wanted him to know, lick it. Lick it good. Lick it good. when you come to Maine and you have single roads, single lane roads, occasionally when there's a hill profile, they will add a lane, and it's a passing lane.
Right.
And yesterday we were coming on the Bangor Road, and the passing lane came up, and everyone stayed in the left lane. Everyone. I've never quite seen it. Carla got in the right lane and said, okay, I'm just going to, if they're not going to get over right into a passing lane, I'm going to get into the right lane. Well, she got up to the front of the lane and she started to slowly merge over. And this guy from West Virginia wasn't having any of it whatsoever. And it was a major, major road rage incident. But because it was West Virginia and I figured guns, I didn't pursue it.
Let it go.
Yeah. He's also 1,000 years old. But that's not what I want to talk about. I want to talk about the fact that we went to the movies in Bangor with my little guy. Took my little guy out on Tuesday, and we went out to the cinema all the way up in Bangor. That's how far we have to drive, 1 hour to get to a movie. You think we're isolated here?
They have a screen in Ellsworth for a while? Did they close?
They did. Yeah, it closed. It's dark. It's empty. It's empty like the whole strip mall. It's a dead town. It's teetering on being a dead town. If they didn't have tourism and people in this area, they'd be in dire straits. It's sad to see, and anybody that lives in rural communities, you probably know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
It's very, very, very interesting to hear how well everybody's doing, and then you look at places like this. So we go all the way up, we drive up there, and we go see The Incredibles 2. And it's fine. It got like 94% on Rotten Tomatoes, but if I never see another animated CGI, computer-generated, computer-painted, we're so clever and smart movie again, I'll be perfectly okay.
The Incredibles is a great franchise. The first movie was...
I like Toy Story.
Is great.
Everyone after that, it's the same old crap.
Monsters,
Inc.? It's got the cute baby. They're all the same.
Minions?
They're all the same. There's no Minions. Difference in any of these. They all have the clever... Oh, look at that. They look just like human beings with their facial expressions. Cute. Look at the spin. Hyper-violent bull crap.
The different spin on The Incredibles is the first time I saw a cartoon or an animated film that played like a real action picture. And the first one really did play like an action picture.
It did. I swear to you, it did.
Did you see the first one?
I don't know.
I heard the second one was fantastic.
Yeah, great write-ups.
It's just not my bag. The kid loves it. I'm fine with that. And he was in my lap the whole time, and then he got a little bored. Who can blame him for getting bored? It's like they got the voice of all the famous people.
Right.
You got Bob Odenkirk. He's one of the evil characters in that.
And you had
Holly Hunter. Holly Hunter. Yes, Doctor. Hello, Holly Hunter.
Craig T. Nelson's the father? I think he is.
Movies have passed me by. There just aren't that many good stories, and I like a good, wonderfully told, wonderfully acted story. And to watch that, look, I know a lot of people. The baby was cute. There you go. Yeah, there's
Jack.
Review.
Is there a part of you that says I could have played that role better?
Because you're a voice actor. There might be a part of me that says, there was a day way back when where you actually had character voice people that were professional voice people that voiced these cartoons. But now they pay massive amounts of money to major Hollywood stars. And so that's just the way it is. But the whole idea of the hyper-violent, spectacular stuff, the stimulation that's required to make these movies now, I'm going to an animated feature, so I shouldn't expect anything else, but I don't care for it. I don't like action adventure, and I don't like animated action adventure. I don't care for it. I like it, but my kid likes it, and I'll go.
But if he got bored, why do you think it bored him? Was it the length of it?
It's just overkill. It's
too
constant
much.
Motion. It's so much activity. It saturates me. It
wearying.
Just gets I go back to looking at the Listerine bottle. It's CGI, 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 CGI. I get bored. I get very, very bored with it, and I fall asleep. Like I did with my daughters, too, when I went to animated features back then. Toy Story was okay. Yeah. You know, because it was a novelty back in the day. It was just like, okay, look at that. And I know a lot of people are going to disagree with me, but if you're, you know, if you're an adult and you're going to that and you like that kind of thing, it's fine. But that's it. It was
the one thing I can say about
okay.
The one thing I can
popcorn
say about
was good.
The Pixar films is that for about 7 months, we watched Monsters, Inc. every day in my home because that was part of Julia's routine. She'd get up, she'd have breakfast, and she'd put Monsters, Inc. on. To this day, I can still watch it and enjoy it. I think it is a really, really well-made movie. And I think the Pixar films are sort of, they're on their own level. I'm sorry that it was overkill. I'd be excited to see it.
I've always said that if Dad could have gotten his fat ass off the couch, you could have taken her outside for a little while. Anyway, let's take a break.
Hey, humans, it's me again, Winslow, the Boston Terrier. One of the worst things about being a dog is that I can't talk. It's wicked hard. Not only does it make it impossible to ask for treats, it also prevents me from being a TMOS talking head. Imagine how fun it would be to sit down on a Friday morning, hop on your Zoom, and shoot the shit with TMOS. That would be a wicked pisser. I can't do that because I'm a dog, but you can. Just email your info to rob@michaelmerrisshow.com with your contact info and why he should choose you. And if you're wondering how a dog that can't talk can voice a promo, don't overthink it, okay? Hey, Tom Brady, how you liking Tampa? Woof.
The best of O'Mara.
News.
Boo.
Yesterday, Demi Lovato ended up in the hospital after an apparent overdose. Early reports said that it was heroin, but now TMZ claims it wasn't. There's no word on what else it might have been. Last night, her rep said that she was awake and with her family. I don't think anybody's ever been this public about her battles. You're hearing about this all the time. Police were called to Demi's house a little before noon, but a source says that Demi and the other people were uncooperative and wouldn't tell officers what she took. Do we have our little...
We do. I just didn't know. I didn't want to mess up.
No drugs were taken from the house, so there's not likely to be a criminal investigation. Demi was treated with Narcan, which is a drug that counteracts opioid overdoses, but Us Weekly says it was actually one of Demi's friends who administered it. Supposedly, they were expecting this because she was partying too much. The night before her overdose, she was out in West Hollywood celebrating a friend's birthday. And here's the part that I find a little strange with this story. She announced her relapse last month. It's just I'm going to relapse and announce it with the release of a song called Sober.
Yeah, I listened to that song, and this is strange, and I feel like I was a little out of touch. I thought Demi Lovato, because we've heard about
Hold on a second. We're getting a call.
Oh, excuse me.
Hold on just a second.
I'll take the news stager off.
Hey, Marcus, can you call our 800 number? Mark, well, hold on. He's I got to put
no worries.
Hey, Marcus, can you call the 888 number? Hello?
Oh, did you just hang up?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I hung up on him, but I think he's calling.
Maybe he's just going to call the show now.
We'll see what happens. Okay. You were talking about Demi
Lovato. I said that we've heard about her, and she's been in the news for so long that you forget that she's just about to turn 26. She's 25, you know?
Yeah. It's so young.
It's
just strange. It's a strange thing where they actually, you know, go out of their way to let you know that they're relapsing. So, you know, I wish her the best. It's just it seems like it's public consumption and it's kind of weird, right? We all know that approaching William Shatner in public is a no-no, but some celebrities actually dig it, like Ray Liotta. He says, quote, "People ask if it bothers me, and not at all. An actor does it because they love what they are doing. All you're doing is playing pretend for a living. There are people out there in the industry who, for some reasons, are all pretentious about it. I mean, you're effing acting. That's it. As much as it is a great fun thing to do, that doesn't change the fact that you are playing a child's game as an adult. It's a pretty good gig. So if you see Ray Liotta out there, you go ahead you know, and just you know, say hi to him. And there he is. All right, here we have Marcus sort of calling in right now. All right, let's get him on. Marcus.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
All right.
I'm 2 hours behind, so I'm. It's a little earlier for me than it is for you. So,
where are you?
I'm in Colorado. I'm in Colorado Springs at the moment.
Oh, okay. So you were in Denver, so you really are 2 hours behind.
Yes, yes. I was here for some business, but we got stranded here because of flight cancellation. So we came down to Colorado Springs to stay overnight, staying on a beautiful resort that's overlooking a beautiful golf course that you would love.
Okay. All right. Well, I was just talking about the trip this weekend, the Red Sox thing, and it seems like it might be a problem.
Okay. Why?
Because it sounds like the way you sound right now is the way you've been communicating with me.
Well, we haven't talked in a while, so I don't know how that's the case. I mean, there's been no problem as far as I'm concerned. It's on
I didn't know whether it was trouble getting the suite or anything like that.
No, I've got tickets in hand. We're ready to go. The only thing that we needed to work out was where we wanted to meet for dinner, and that as far as I was aware, you were making that call because obviously you need to consider what you need to do with the family.
Right. Exactly. Yes, Oscar, you wanted to say something.
Marcus, hey, it's
yes, dear,
your old buddy Oscar. I know Mike can be a handful, right? You know that as well, right?
Okay.
Okay.
He's not usually for me, but go ahead.
Okay, well, that's a nice save on your end. He is. And I would say when someone is a handful, they need constant communication. And with Mike, he's been tailspinning for the last 2 days while you've been vacationing at the beautiful resort with a wonderful golf course. We have to deal with this. Does he want to go? Does he have the tickets? And by we, I mean the listening audience. So we ask you kindly, please send him an itinerary, send pictures of the tickets, pretend like you want to hang out with him.
I just
was in the office right now, you would have had a picture of them in hand.
I don't need. I went with you last year. I know where we're going to be. Yeah. I know where we're going to be.
Exactly.
I just wanted to make sure that it was okay for the little guy and my wife, who are also coming along.
Oh, absolutely. No, that was a given. We set that up a long time ago that was going to happen. We worked this all out. So as far as I was concerned, all that was taken care of. Nothing to be concerned about. Just pick where you want to have some dinner, pal. Let's not make this difficult.
Pal?
It's early, Mike. I'm sorry. I forgot to use your highness.
You know what, Marcus? Let's do it another time.
Okay.
Let's just do it another time. What do you think?
Your call. I've got the tickets. Yeah. I'm not stressing over anything.
I'm not either. I'm not stressing at all. It's Carla's feeling sick.
Okay.
Okay. Bye. All right. Very good. Right?
Oh man, I've been wanting this for so long already.
Your call, pal. Hey, F you, dude. Honest to God, that just felt really bad. I was not expecting that. I was expecting it to be perfectly
from
okay.
The text.
Yeah.
It's not hard to be a human being and show some emotion.
Yeah.
You clearly don't have a problem doing that on Robin Joe.
Yeah. Exactly. That's the way I look at it. So I'm sorry.
It's over.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I felt that vibe for quite some time.
Passive aggressive.
Yeah. Right?
Pal, I'm not stressing about anything.
I swear
well,
to God, I was,
you.
I was 5 seconds away from, saying, hey, okay, we'll see.
Yeah,
but
then things are gonna work
now
out.
It just feels weird. It just feels totally weird. It feels just creepy. It feels creepy. It feels like there's an edge there.
You know?
If there's not, there's not. But I don't think your call is like saying, hey, I don't care. I don't care one way or the other. Right?
This is the same. And look, maybe he's built that way. But when he said, we gave him all the facts about when he accused us of doing something we didn't do, and he was speaking out of school, he, in that same manner, said, well, I'm sorry you feel that way. There was no there must have been some miscommunication. It's no ownership of, hey, my bad. I've just been crazy busy. This is how easy this could have gone. Mm-hmm. Oscar, you're an a-hole. You have no idea what's going on. My bad. It's been crazy. We're just this is some downtime for us. Apologize for the lack of communication. We're absolutely going. It's going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait to see you Saturday. Send me the details for the restaurant. We'll be there. I'll be on time. Boom.
It wasn't like that.
No.
Not even close to being like that.
It was, I'm doing you a favor.
My instincts were accurate.
Oh, yeah.
My instincts were accurate.
Yeah.
I want to go hang out with somebody. Did we have a good time? Yeah, we did. I laughed that he was bitching about Rob the whole time. He was doing anti-Rob shtick, and I talked about that. That was pretty much it. At the same time with some of the issues, I don't get it. I don't understand it, but it's kind of it's a courtesy type of thing. That's it. I had to make that call. That was completely spontaneous.
Weird.
I did not expect that.
Hey, man, is that O'Mara Rock?
Yeah, man.
Well, turn it up, man. KTEL Records presents 16 original hits inspired by The Mike O'Mara Show in one far-out collection.
It's O'Mara Rock.
This groovy collection covers everything TMOS. There are songs about legendary P1 listeners. Jolene, Jolene.
Hit songs about the TMOS wives.
And songs about all the things TMOS listeners love. Site.
You can get on the TMOS Hit Parade by becoming a TMOS Talking Head.
Send your email to Rob with 2 B's at MikeOmaraShow.com and include your name and phone number and explain all about your wild, wild life.
The best of O'Mara.
God!
Stop it. All right.
Megan, stop.
Stop it.
Audio vault with Rob Spiewak,
speaking of Australia,
back from the dead.
Yes. Speaking of Australia, I did not even realize this tape would go viral when I wrote that copy. Look at our Facebook page and see this video of a man coming down on a paraglider, sort of like a smooth parachute landing. Mm-hmm. He's actually landing in Australia, and when he lands, he's attacked by two kangaroos.
Oh, my. Wow.
And it's a brief tape, but I want you to hear it because I love the outro.
It's a roo.
Here he is landing.
What's up, Skip? Hey. Go away. Ah. Kangaroos.
Effing kangaroos.
Get away.
Definitely look at it. It's only about a 15-second clip, but it's so weird because you see he's wearing a body cam, and you see him coming down onto this large area of pavement, and then it's surreal. Two kangaroos charge him, and they are fast.
They were scared.
Take a peek at that. So we talked about Captain Marvel being the number one movie over the weekend by a large margin. This is kind of cool. At a movie theater, Brie Larson, the star of Captain Marvel, just walks into the front of the movie theater before a screening. Obviously a publicity stunt, but she says something pretty cool, and I think it's neat, the fact that these movie theaters are packed, and then the star just shows right up.
And I wanted to see for myself. So thank you so much for coming. You guys are so awesome to come like opening weekend. That's why I'm really
excited. I heard I was on the cups and the popcorn bags and I wanted to check it out.
You know, if you're in that biz,
right?
Is there anything cooler for a movie star than to be able to
Can
do
you
that?
Imagine?
How thrilling would
oh
that
my God,
be?
So I would never. Look, even if it was a bad movie, I'd still go.
Just because you're in a movie.
Just go.
You know? I don't know. If I was like, if I had my very first role and it was Caddyshack 2, you know, I might stay in the car.
Yeah, if you, the Jackie.
Oh, you would go.
The Jackie Mason
I'd
part?
I'd sneak in, but I don't know if I, that'd be embarrassing. You wouldn't want to be in a movie that sucked that bad.
Well, right? If you went before the movie.
I was
they didn't know it
sucked
yet.
I was in a movie that sucked, and I don't want to have anything to do with it anymore. It's in a television show that's like, they're the most embarrassing thing. When it's on the screen, it's different than what we do. All of our bad shows, who cares?
Yes. It's true.
No, don't point at Rob. That's terrible.
I didn't point at him.
No, of course not.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, it was pretty good, except for my part. It's too bad it got canceled, though. I feel bad. I'm sending muffins to Judd.
The show was great. And if I'm not mistaken, the quote from Judd was, we wanted to make more. They just didn't want us to make more.
They just didn't want us to make
that's
more.
Right.
That's too funny.
Hey, Mike, what about Bryce Harper?
Bryce Harper going to the Phillies for a gazillion dollars.
He made a lot of money, and he had his first at bat. It was a preseason game, of course. And what do you think they played for the music when Bryce Harper went out for his first at bat in Philadelphia?
What did they play?
Batting third, the designated hitter
in West Virginia,
number three, Bryce Harper.
Fresh Prince?
The theme to the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Isn't that great?
That's awesome. That's cool.
Bryce for going to Philly. Like I would,
I think he's perfect for Philly. Yeah, but I think he's found a home. I think
Mike,
he's a dick.
That is really well said. I think he's perfect Philly.
Yeah, I think he's a dick.
It would have made me feel better if it was the Yankees, the Dodgers, all these. But like that's typical. Of course, they go to the big show. Mm-hmm. That's where they're gonna go. And I know that Philly will probably win a couple championships while he's there. They probably will. That's just a fact. But it's just Philadelphia.
I know. It'll be interesting to see what happens with Philly. That is a commitment by the hometown team. But those traditionally, those massive contracts normally don't work. They don't work in baseball. We'll have to wait and see what happens. But, you know, for my friend Alan Wentzel, congratulations to your Phillies for getting Bryce Harper. Let's see what happens. By the way, if the Boston Red Sox spring training performance is indicative of their regular season performance, be afraid. Be very afraid. But I don't talk about the Red Sox as much anymore because New England wins everything. So that pisses people off.
I just hope he has time, Bryce has time in between games to really experience the beauty of the city. Mike, let's play a game. Let's play a game. I'm going to play a celebrity voice, and I want you to tell me who it is. Okay. It's a voice we have dissected before, but he doesn't sound like it in this. He sounds not like himself, which is why we're playing this game. Name this voice.
And Nick couldn't sing if his life depended on it, which it just might have.
Oh, I know.
But I have to admit, he was a pretty good actor.
Oscar?
Alex Trebek.
That is incorrect. Reset the board and back to Mike O'Mara.
He had to be, because Nick Harper was a spy. And while I'm busy performing in stadiums before thousands, he is in a secret, secure room, unseen by anyone.
Your guess, please.
He's old.
He's older, yes.
He sounds loaded.
Yes! That's a great clue.
It's David Hasselhoff.
That's exactly right. Give yourself a ding.
I am so good.
Give yourself a ding.
I am so good. I am so good. I didn't know that was coming.
Big win.
He plays.
Wow. I made the connection when I said he sounds wasted. Who would be old and wasted? Is he like just addled?
It's a new audio series called Up Against the Wall in which he plays CIA agent Nick Harper. And the thing
is he like on drugs or something? I mean, what's going on with Hasselhoff?
I don't know if there's just enough inebriation that it's soaked in. But
can I hear it again? Let's break it down.
And Nick couldn't sing if his life depended on it, which it just might have. But I have to admit, he was a pretty good actor.
He's loaded.
He's absolutely
drunk recording that. Yep. But I have to admit,
no one stopped him.
But you know what?
God, get honest to God. You know what? Really?
He thinks he's fooling everybody, though.
No, who's the suck producer that allows that on the air? I mean, really, that you don't tap somebody on the shoulder and say, you're baked.
Mike,
you might want to come back sober.
This is what happens when you pay someone, $10 an hour, $15 an hour, and they're like, just record this.
Yeah.
It
sounds like they did their best to edit it and tighten it.
And Nick couldn't sing if his life depended on it, which it just might have.
Well, it's even.
But I have to admit,
it's the breath, his breath and voice. Oh,
but I have to admit, don't understand when this is gonna go over. Yeah,
I love hammers.
Okay. So and I feel bad for the guy. I don't know. It's not gonna happen. This is a mess.
Did you watch Wheel on Friday?
I might have.
Did you see the lady try to solve the puzzle? Games.
Okay. They're Friday. Yeah. You know what? Thank you, Rob. Yes, I did watch Wheel because there was an idiot parade. Let me just say this. If you're an idiot, if you're dumb and you're hearing my voice right now, you're really stupid. People have called you stupid before and you feel stupid a lot of the time. Fear not. You can audition for Wheel of Fortune because they'll let anybody on there. Listen to this. Check this out.
The category was fun and games, and it was doing Ed stands and stands. The only letters that were missing was the first letter. To headstand and stand.
I think headstands, they got... No, that's right. Yeah, they didn't have...
All they needed was the H.
And stand.
And so one letter was missing.
Pat, I'm ready to solve.
Well, then do it.
Doing headstands and... doing headstands... Oh, my God.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Doing headstands and bandstands.
Bandstands. Right. Who the... would do, excuse me, who would do that? Excuse, sorry, Tony. What?
That was bad. You're sitting there, you know, America. They don't realize America's going, what? You know, that's what's happening.
Bandstands.
Right.
And I close with this. I thought Saturday Night Live, two pretty good shows in a row. Mulaney's show last week was good.
Mulaney was great. Mulaney was good, and then it did what Saturday Night Live does. It kind of like petered out at the end, but sure. I didn't see this past weekend's episode.
Idris Elba was the host. And okay. But anyway, this is my favorite joke from Weekend Update because it totally caught me off guard. Here they are talking about swamp monsters.
Sanitation officials cleaning out sewage lines are reporting finding swamp monsters, which are items never intended to be flushed, such as live snakes, underwear, fingers, and false teeth, which are strangely the exact ingredients that make up Rudy Giuliani.
That's your magic audio bomb. Have a great Monday, everybody.
The exact ingredients that make up Rudy Giuliani. That's funny. Another one in the can. Thanks for joining us for another riveting episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. If you have a message you'd like to hear in our Tuesday mailbag, send it to Rob with two Bs at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.